This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Garfield County restaurant is defying state public health orders and has resumed sit-down service. CPR's Stina Sieg reports it's known for having servers who open carry guns.
The owner of Shooter's Grill, Lauren Bobert, says she had to reopen her dining area over the weekend after losing 80% of business during the pandemic.
I need to get back to work. My employees need to get back to work. Their livelihoods rest on my shoulders. And I had to do something to make sure that they received a paycheck.
She says she's only allowing 30% of the customers inside she would normally allow, and that her employees are doing extra cleaning and wearing masks. Bobert is a well-known advocate for conservative causes and is challenging Republican Congressman Scott Tipton in the June primary. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Colorado Apartment Association says 90% of renters paid May rent in full by the 5th. Spokeswoman Michelle Ling says that's a 5% increase over April.
We're just hopeful as we see more and more parts of our economy safely opening that Coloradans will feel more confident in their ability to meet their financial obligations.
The typical delinquency is about 6% during the first week. Nationally, May's rent collection is also higher than April's. 77 degrees. It is mostly cloudy in both Denver and Colorado Springs. Red flag warning till 8 for the Springs and Pueblo, until 9 tonight for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.